local sense, I am beyond repentance. Bang hooker, prostitute, wench, vow metamind. But in the cultural sense, I just speak in future tense. Judas is me as offense, to where it comes the next time. I wanna love you, but something's pulling me away from you. Jesus is my virtue, and Judas is the demon I cling to. I cling to just a holy fool, baby. It's so cruel, but I'm still I'm a Judas, baby. I'm just a holy fool, baby. It's so cruel, but I'm still I'm a Judas, baby. Oh, I love it, Judas, Judas.
Well, hello everyone. This is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone's having a lovely day. It's a beautiful Saturday. So nice outside. We just heard Judas by Lady Gaga. And if you're wondering, that's not what Maddie from Pickled Beats usually plays on her show, you'd be right. And that's because it's a special episode today, in celebration of Easter. So I thought I'd put together a little collection of songs related to Easter, as tomorrow is Easter Sunday. So this is a pretty eclectic mix. It's definitely free form, which is good. But yeah, this is a pretty interesting playlist. It's songs about Jesus, about Easter, about crucifixion, about coming back from the dead. Just a relevant theme this time of the year. So that was Judas by Lady Gaga, a great song. I think I'm going to add that to my marathon playlist. It's probably a good running song. And coming up next, we have a classic. One of the best songs ever, in my opinion, though some would disagree. Here's Jesus Etc. by Wilco.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape. Singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love is all we have. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus, 'cause he lights the name and he sends him to the finest school in town. Levon likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day, when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, Alvin Toffling hailed the sun today. And he shall be Levon, and he shall be a good man, and
Okay, we just heard Leave On by Elton John, and before that, we heard Jesus Etc. by Wilco. Those are both mostly just on theme because of the mentions of Jesus. The Wilco song, as I said, is really just one of my favorite songs ever. I think it's so simple, but so good, and like a little, you know, existential, but like nice anyway. I don't know. Then we heard Leave On by Elton John. Shout out to my dad. I know he likes that song. I also like that song. That was like one of the first Elton John songs I really knew. And I remember being very like interested and confused by the lyrics. Like what the deeper meaning was and whether or not like what this father-son story stood for. And I still don't know. So any insight into that would be lovely. Yeah, so coming up next, we're taking a little bit of a left turn in the sense that I'm about to play a show tune, which is keeping in line with the WMFO freeform tradition, but a little bit different than what I would usually play on my show. This was also suggested by my dad, as many songs on this radio show are. He's a big Jesus Christ Superstar fan. So this one goes out to him. I haven't listened to this yet, so we'll see. Here's What's the Buzz? Strange Thing Mystifying from Jesus Christ Superstar by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead? Save tomorrow for tomorrow. To know why you're obsessed with fighting, times and things you can't defy. now.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
To me, a strange thing, mystifying, that a man like you can waste his time on women of her kind. Yes, I can understand that she amuses, but to let her stroke you, kiss your head, is hardly in your line. Not that I object to her profession, but she doesn't fit in well with what you teach and say. It doesn't help us if you're inconsistent. They only need a small excuse to put us all away.
Who are you to criticize her? Who are you to despise her? Leave her, let her be now. Leave her, she's with me now. Men like you can be so shallow, thick and slow. There is not a man among you who knows or cares if I come or go.
Back. Christ, you know it.
those songs blended together in kind of a really good way that I wasn't expecting. That was The Ballad of John and Yoko by the Beatles. And before that, we heard What's the Buzz? Strange Thing Mystifying from the 1970... ...1971 musical, Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't think I'll ever play a show tune on air again, but you know what? You never know. I think that was an acceptable one because it kind of almost had elements that were not show tune-y, but you could definitely tell. But that's okay. This is Freeform Radio. That also made me want to watch Jesus Christ Superstar. After that, we heard The Ballad of John and Yoko. Obviously, for the lyric, they're going to crucify me. But then I was doing some research about the song and the Beatles, and apparently John Lennon once said that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. So maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But I think it says a lot. Yeah. I guess I'll read the PSA now that I'm here. So, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Oh, cross. That was a crucifixion reference. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, and I mean, Jesus may have come back, but you may not. So on that note, let's hear Pink Floyd with Breathe in the Air.
Balanced on the biggest wave. race towards another grave.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here.
Oh, I see my light come shine.
They say every man must fall. So I swear I see my reflection somewhere inside these walls.
Oh,
I see my light come shine. Stands a man in this lonely crowd, man who says he's not to blame. All day long I hear him hollering so loud, just crying out that he's not to blame.
Right. That was Nina Simone with I Shall Be Released. And before that, we heard Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd. I tried to order these songs in sort of a narrative way. So at the beginning, we had Jesus being introduced. We had Judas with the betrayal. Then we had the crucifixion. And so now we're getting into the section of the show that deals with Easter more directly. So the resurrection is coming. So Breathe in the Air, I actually just picked because they mention a rabbit. So that's the Easter bunny mention, but also sort of has that, like, you know, breathing, living connection. And it's a good song. After that, we heard I Shall Be Released by Nina Simone. This is, of course, a Bob Dylan song because what would this show be without our patron saint, Bob Dylan? But I think that version is a lot better. Sorry. I love Nina Simone. I love that song. Another one of my favorite songs. I say that a lot on here, but you know what? It's up there. I think there's some more gospel songs coming in later in the show. But that one, I just think is so good. And the story that it tells and the way she sings it is great. Yeah. I guess we'll move on to the next song. Here's Alex G with Miracles.
And lonely days, infinite futures come a single past. Everyone whimpers, nobody lasts.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise on that resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
On the resurrection morning, what a meeting it will be. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
When our fathers and mothers, loved ones will see, we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
On that resurrection morning, when this prison guard is broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
On the resurrection morning, blessed thought it is to me, we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Or I'll see the blessed Savior who so freely died for me. We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
On that resurrection morning, when this prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
On the resurrection morning, we shall meet him in the air. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
And be carried up to glory to our homes bright and fair. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
Rise on that resurrection morning when this prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
All right. Sorry. That was We Shall Rise. But before that, we heard Miracles by Alex G. What a great song. I'm not even an Alex G fan. I'm a casual listener. I know it's kind of cringe to be an Alex G fan these days. Maybe. I don't know. But that song is so good. Sometimes I think just being in the studio and listening to a song on air, like, makes me appreciate it so much more than when I'm just listening to it by myself, which is the beauty of freeform radio. I always come on here and I'm like, that's the best song ever. And you know what? Many of them are. That was Alex G with Miracles. Just a beautiful, hopeful song. So good. After that, we heard We Shall Rise by the Stanley Brothers. Classic bluegrass duo. Shout out to my mom for sending me that one. That's from their album Bluegrass Salvation. I want to get into bluegrass, guys. I'm not a fan. I couldn't call myself a fan, but I have seen the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and I think it's a vibe. I think bluegrass is coming back for 2024. I mean, obviously there's been this whole country twang turn, especially with Beyonce. Almost put a song from Renaissance on here, but I did not. But I think bluegrass is going to be coming in hot for the rest of the year, so put that on your trend forecasts, everyone. Okay, we have a few more songs. I have a few more songs for you. So here's the Menahan Street Band with There's a New Day Coming.
Thank you. when strings are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll a love once new has now grown old.
All right, another one of my favorite songs. What can I say? Every song in here is a hit. That was April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel, from their 1966 album, Sounds of Silence. And before that, we heard There's a New Day Coming by the Menahan Street Band. I don't know a lot about that song. I think it's like a single. I feel like there were a lot of kind of random soul singles that came out in like the 70s that the band never really made a song again. But maybe they did, and I just don't know. That song's great. Yeah. After that, we heard April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel. Not really an Easter song, but, you know, a song about seasonal change. April is coming on Monday, so very relevant. And also just a beautiful song. I have one more song to play, but it's a long one, so I guess I'll close out the show now. This is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. This was really a random playlist, but I kind of like having such like a really specific theme. It's pretty fun to think of songs related to something. All right, as the final song, we're gonna be listening to Aretha Franklin's version of Amazing Grace, because it wouldn't be Easter without some really good gospel music. I grew up listening to Aretha Franklin. I love her, as does the world. This song is 10 minutes long, but I think it's worth it. So here's Amazing Grace by the amazing Aretha Franklin. Have a good night, everyone.
I see.
Yeah.
once when our mother called, she had a voice of last year's call. We passed around the phone.